Good morning. Another sunny and pleasant start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the upper 40s and lower 50s to start the day. Readings will climb quickly this morning with full sunshine back through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s to around 80 by lunchtime. A ridge of high pressure continues to dominate the weather picture at the surface, and this will keep it dry and sunny through the afternoon hours. And this will allow temperatures to climb a few degrees warmer than the last few days, with highs in the middle 80s on average. Another clear and comfortable night tonight, although a bit milder, with lows back into the lower and middle 50s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will continue to build eastward from the Great Lakes over the top of a storm system to our south in the mid-Atlantic region. This will continue our warming trend into the day on Thursday with slightly higher humidity. High temperatures will be in the middle and upper 80s. That ridge will continue to dominate into Friday, pushing temperatures toward the 90-degree mark, although the increase in humidity will lead to a mix of sun and clouds and at least just the risk of an isolated thunderstorm. That storm system in the mid-Atlantic will open up and slowly drift in our direction in time for the weekend. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds and higher humidity both days. Highs on Saturday and Sunday will be in the upper 80s, and this will lead to the risk of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms both weekend days. In fact, as more energy moves through for the early part of next week, in that warmth and humidity, we do run the risk of a few more showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving upper low will continue to bring at least a couple more days of cool and wet weather for the mid-Atlantic region into the Carolinas. Up to 2 inches of additional rain can be expected for parts of Virginia and North Carolina, where flash flooding remains a possibility today. The upper low will gradually weaken with time, and the threat of heavy rain across the mid-Atlantic will slowly ease. However, scattered areas of rain and a few thunderstorms can be expected to edge further north and west toward the northern mid-Atlantic, central Appalachians, and the lower Great Lakes by tonight into tomorrow. The northwest will also be cool and damp, courtesy of another anomalous upper low. Some of the highest elevations of the northern Rockies will receive accumulating snow, particularly for central Idaho into northwest Wyoming, where winter storm watches and warnings remain in effect. While seasonably cool temperatures will stick around into the northern Rockies, the Pacific Northwest, along with northern and central California, will see temperatures rebound to more seasonal levels for today and then above normal readings for the second half of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly sunny skies and 50 degrees with a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 47 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 51, 84% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.31 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Bridgeport, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 83 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 66, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 56 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.51 inches below normal, and 12.85 inches for the year, which is 4 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 57. The record high 94 set in 1957 and in 1994, and the record low 44 in 1947 and 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with more humidity and an isolated thunderstorm possible, upper 80s to around 90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid both Saturday and Sunday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s to around 90. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and humid with highs in the middle and upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.